Good morning. My name is Khalid Al-Mutairi. I'm from Saudi Arabia, a grad student at Oregon State University. My co-advisors, Bernadine Strick and Dave Breiler, working on blueberry projects, mainly on wider regulations and some like this one, organic topic. So in this project, I was driven to understand what does the position of cluster affected the buds and berry growth. So my topic is, does position in the canopy affect fruit bud and berry development in high bush blueberries? A little bit of introduction to understand the Vaccinium curimapsum, which is in the northern high bush blueberries. They are predominantly of the Vaccinium cultivated high bush, compared to the south high bush blueberry. They are woody perennial bushes, 6 to 8 foot tall. They have a perfect flower. They are self-fertile, but they get benefit from cross-pollination because when we have cross-pollination, that increases the berry size and enhance the maturation. So I had two cultivars, Duke and Liberty. They are growing on raised beds. They mulched with weed mat. Let me use the mouse. Weed mat and compost topped with sawdust. And I used two fertilizer, fish emulsion and feather meal. So I would like to go through this blueberry growth stage. So this is during the winter time, tight bud, and then bud swell, bud break, and tight cluster. At the same time, the vegetative buds, they will grow at the same charts. If we compare this one and that one, when we have bud swell, the vegetative buds will be early green tips and late green tip and shoot expansion. Shoot expansion, they will be less than 1 centimeter between half a centimeters when they stop growing, and the flower buds will grow to reach early pink and late pink. So on my two cultivars, I had no significant difference among different treatments, but I had significant difference among different cultivars. So I would like to focus on the two cultivars and ignore the fertilizer difference, which is the feather mill and fish emulsion, and the weed mat or sawdust canvas. So the Duke reaches the early pink before the Liberty. As you know, or for your information, Duke is early season or basic early season. Liberty is mid to late season. And then if you look, the flower buds opened at the tip of the lateral going distally down. The first flower buds open at the tip of the lateral. Within the same cluster, the first flower open is the last one. As you can see, that this one is like a cluster. That one open first and then going down. So we will see how is that affected later on within this lecture. So this lateral I chose three different levels from two sides, east and west side, from the top, the bottom, and the middle. So the top laterals on the middle are longer, range between 45 to 65 centimeters. They contain about 14 vegetative buds, up to 9 flower buds, as you can see here. And this, the first stage or the first shoot growth from last year. This, the second one, you may can see the area here, distinct the two stages. And this one too, you can tell by this area that was second flush or third flush. From last year, the second or third flushes contain vegetative buds, and flower buds, mostly or mainly flower buds, while the first shoot growth contain only vegetative buds. So it's hard, very hard to choose the same distinct length, which is 65 centimeters on the whole area from the top to the bottom. So the top lateral range, as I said, between 45 to 65 centimeters, which is, this is ideal, but when you go down, further down, which is mostly shaded during last year, you will get at the maximum 45 centimeters, ranging from 30 to 45 centimeters. So I chose as randomly what I have, which is from 30 centimeters up to 60 centimeters. I used MJ, that's a very nice tool to measure the berry size. Periodically, I took pictures every 5 days for a cluster. I stick a ruler just at the same distance from the cluster, then take a picture, analyze it with the MJ. It's a very source. You can use it with Mac or Windows. And you can see this one, 19.908 millimeters for this individual berry. And that one, if you can see this one, that one, the first open during, after the bud break, first flower, and that one could be pollinated or not, but that one now is dominated within the cluster. And that cluster, the first one, the second one, more dominated within the latter. So I choose the third one to avoid bias or avoid any affected with dominating. Okay. Duke reduced between 6 to 8 flower buds, while Liberty produced 7 up to 11 flower buds. This picture for Liberty, and you can see how many flowers buds we have, how many flowers within the cluster, sorry. But by the time after the fruit set, you can see this one very small. You can see a trace of some buds been aborted, and some of them they will remain relatively small. So the problem with Liberty, they produce, yes, a high number of flowers, but some of them will relatively remain small or aborted, but that doesn't mean they have less production than Duke. They produce more fruit than Duke. Okay, this graph shows the fruit development. As you can see here, the blueberries develop, fruit development follow double sigmoidal stages. Basically, the double sigmoidal stages. Basically, double sigmoidal stages are two sigmoid curves. The first sigmoid curve represents the first stage. That's what happened after the fruit set, growing till by cell division, till we reach about 12 to 13 millimeters in diameter. And as you can see here, there is no significant difference among different cultivars. This stage, actually, the second stage, and the second stage is about 2 weeks. Cell division stops at 13, 12 millimeters, and the fruit development happened during that stage. This stage remains the shorter period of time compared to the first and last stage. The last stage with Duke, as you can see, go up, and then there is a reduction, but if because there is a harvested July 2nd, July 11th, July 25th, if we keep the berries without harvesting, then we will have a curve bending at the end of the maturation. Okay, here we can see, and yeah, I want to focus one at one point. The first harvest, as you can see, it's about 18 something. The second harvest, it's about 17. The last harvest, about 18. So we have relatively similar period size among different harvests with Duke. In Liberty, the same thing, we have double sigmoid curves, but we have, as you can see, there is a reduction among different harvests. So the first harvest was about 20-something, almost 21. The second harvest, August 8, it was about 17. The last harvest, about 11 or 12. So you may wonder where these fruits came from. So these are the six clusters I chose. A, B, C, the upper, the middle, the bottom, at the west side, D, A, F, the upper, the middle, the bottom. So, the first harvest for Duke, the upper fruits been picked at the first harvest. The second and the last were from the bottom. With Liberty, the difference is completely with Liberty, because I'll show you why is that happened. Because the first harvest, it doesn't really represent the bottom all the time, because here we have a partially shaded or the clusters from the middle of the bushes. So, because Duke tends to have a uniform ripening or within the cluster compared to the Liberty. This picture of Liberty, as you can see, most of the cluster mature at the same time. But with the Liberty, we have over mature or almost over mature. These, if we kept it for more 5 days, they will detach. So while this at the second stage, this one started, ended the second stage. As you can see, the color started to change from the top to be darker blue. Okay, these are pictures. This is from the top cluster. That's partially shaded cluster. That's completely shaded cluster. You can see with the Duke and Liberty how this affected. We have a completely uniform maturation cluster, while we have mishmash, and that will be the last harvest, the completely shaded ones. Okay, as I said, some of the berries with the Liberty remains small. That's just before the last harvest. That's considered to be a waste with the Liberty. We want to avoid that. Okay, the conclusion, more pruning within the lower or completely shaded clusters or laterals from the last year will perform more uniform maturation fruit for and reduce the number of harvests for Duke especially. I would like to thank Dr. Benedinstrak, Dr. Bryla, Dr. Michael, and the North Willamette Research and Extension Center. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Any questions? Yes.
When do we get those height? You said with the height boost, blueberry have height height to get fish tall, right?
Yes.
So when do we get that
tall? Okay, your question. Okay, your question is when we can we get the maximum tall of northern high bush blueberries?
How many years we have to
wait? Yes. Okay. Yes. The northern high bush blueberries mature at 8 years, at 8 years old. So it does depend on the cultivar itself. So for Duke is less figure than Liberty, and we have some cultivars they could reach 8 foot tall. But it depends on the cultivar, it depends on the year, but maximum 8 years old is the maturation years of, yes, 8 years old. Yes.
I have a question
yes.
regarding your fruit diver. Did you look at internal quality of the fruit or seed counts or anything like that?
Yes. Your question is, did I look to other aspects of fruit quality beside the diameter? Yes, I did. But as I said, because the differentiation was a cultivar depend, I just focus on the diameter. And most of work been done on the like bricks, soluble solids, and pH, all that, etc. things. So I just focus on the using tools to measure on the field. Yes. Okay?
Thank you.